Save big on everything when you shop at Menards. Upgrade your kitchen today with Clearview Cabinetry. We offer a great selection of finishes made with the finest materials and built to withstand life's sticky messes. They provide features like soft closed doors and drawers and with cabinet accessories to match your unique style. View our selection of Clearview Cabinetry on Menards.com. Plus, check out our weekly flyer and find plenty of great deals happening this week. Save big.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
What's up, sports mappers? Welcome to the fray on a Tuesday on The Usual Suspects. It is... on ESPN 97.5 as well. We mentioned that because if you go to ESPN975.com and you're just tuning in, you missed 2 hours of the show. So therefore, you can click on the show tab, catch up on the 2 hours you missed. While you're there, you can download the app. Therefore, you can take us anywhere, everywhere, and never miss a minute again. And you'll be all set and ready to go to listen all of the ESPN 97.5 shows.
AT&T said, did you text the bus driver before you told a story? No, I threw the paper away. No, I'm not texting somebody and then that dude has my number now. No. Although I could have texted him from my Google number.
I worry about you doing that.
What?
Because you leave yourself open, like telling them what you do, and then you're just going to get hounded.
I mean, yeah, I don't mind. I didn't know what else to say. I didn't. When he put me on the spot, I was just like, oh, I'm in radio. He goes, oh, what station? I was like, ESPN. That's all I said.
Okay.
And then he tried to tell me a story about his seven-year-old boy. He goes, I got a seven-year-old boy that's faster than J.J. Watt, that's stronger than any athlete you've ever seen, that could outrun any athlete, especially if you have tamales or chicken. And I was like, where is he going with this? And then it dawned on me, he's talking about a dog.
Oh.
But he didn't. And then he got to the end. He was like, yeah, he's got two ears and a long tail. And I was like, bro, I figured that out like 2 minutes ago. It's just whack. Please, just kill me now. I was fortunate. I was one of the first ones off the bus. I would have hated to have been the last guy off the bus because he was nonstop.
It reminds me of the Southwest Airlines stewardesses because they always feel like instead of doing the announcements, they need to entertain you.
Right.
And so they try and make the announcements funnier and crack jokes and things like that. And yeah, most people by the end of it are like, okay.
Yeah, at least you know that has a certain ending. This guy was driving slow and oh yeah, it was...
It actually makes people on the flight crave to have just the standard announcements to get them over quicker.
Yeah.
We talked about this yesterday, and we talked about Gary Kubiak going and interviewing at a few places. He never got out of Minneapolis without a contract. Gary Kubiak, for now, is going to be an offensive consultant with the Vikings since they have an offensive coordinator.
That won't last long, huh?
But he is joining Zimmer's staff in Minneapolis. He has a job. The Colts are letting offensive line coach Dave Guglielmo go.
Oh.
The line that made tremendous leaps this season in Indianapolis, but Frank Reich wants his own guy. Googs, as they call him, was the only offensive coach McDaniels had hired. And then when he reneged on the job, they had to keep him. So Reich is actually recommending him to other coaches. I hope he calls Bill O'Brien.
Is he just saying, like, I don't want him, but he's good?
Yeah.
Well, if he's good, why wouldn't you want him? That's a... Seems
because
like a
you
weird
want your
thing.
Guy. Because, you know, coaching staff, we talked about this with in other situations. You want to be able to trust and have loyalty amongst your coaches the way players do in the
that
locker
line
room.
Down the stretch was one of the best in football.
Well, I'm saying, results-wise,
how long did they go before they gave up a sack?
Yeah, I'm saying, from a results standpoint, you can't argue with it. But then people were nitpicking this morning and they were pulling out quotes that he made like, hey, if they don't like my way, then it can be the highway, but I'm not changing. And they
Who
thought
said
that was going to, the people on Twitter were pulling out this I'll just call him Googs. These were his quotes when he was in Indianapolis. He's formerly with the Patriots and basically believes that the players can adapt to his system and what he's teaching.
So my way or the highway was not to the other coaches or to the head coach.
No, it was
about
basically
the
in the media about the players.
Okay.
Yeah, but maybe that's again what something like, I know that people in Green Bay were saying the same thing as Texans fans. Get that guy's number.
Right.
Get him in, at least talk to him, because he can't hurt. You're right. The results were unbelievable.
Yeah.
Packers have hired Paul Hackett as their offense. Not Paul. That's his dad. former coach at Pittsburgh. Matt LaFleur has hired Nathaniel Hackett, the former offensive coordinator of the Jaguars, is going to Green Bay. They give him credit for what he did with Bortles. I don't know how you could have done anything with Bortles. But
is that Matt really credit?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. And Matt LaFleur is actually going to call the plays, so it doesn't matter in certain regards, but they say he's a offensive mind. He'll be there. Vic Fangio has taken another coach from the Bears. Brandon Staley is their new outside linebackers coach. So Chicago looking for a whole new coaching staff on the defensive side of the ball with all those good defensive players.
Yeah.
So that's there. Plenty of other news and notes if you want to touch on.
I had a couple in here, yeah. Where did it go? So, well, first one, Antonio Gates says he wants to come back for another year. If you're the Chargers, you got Hunter Henry, he's healthy. Are you looking at Gates going,
well, and it's awkward.
Good, bud.
It's
good.
It's awkward because last year, until Henry tore his ACL, mm-hmm. they cut Gates mm-hmm. and then had to beg him back.
It's not that he had a terrible year.
No.
I mean, the team did well and he seemed to perform, but another year, another year older, another year slower.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, he's definitely not nimble.
Yeah. Did you mention Jim Caldwell?
I know.
Former Detroit Lions head coach Jim Caldwell expected to join the Dolphins staff, but he may not just he may not join as the OC, so they don't know yet.
So they're going with the worst kept secret in the world for their new head coaching position.
Yeah. Yeah.
Linebacker coach for the Patriots.
Scott Linehan likely to return for 2019 to Dallas. Mm-hmm. I texted Jerry Rocha this morning. I was like, Garrett has nudes on Jerry Jones, right? Because other than the fact that Jerry Jones just wants a head coach that's, you know, maybe a total yes man. And maybe not a total yes man, but we'll do what he says and be subservient. I don't understand how that happens.
Isn't it kind of like Rick Smith with the McNair family?
Yeah, it could be.
It's kind of like that same kind of relationship that Jerry just likes to have a guy that knows who's boss. And
I can't speak for Cowboy fan. They don't like the dude.
Did Jerry go to that game, by the way? I was thinking about that. Being in L.A.
That's a good question.
Yeah, Cowboys, Rams, and he's a Cowboy fan?
I don't know. I just know as much as Texans fans can't stand Bill O'Brien as a head coach, I think Cowboys fans are just as, if not more, passionate about Jason Garrett not being their head coach. So I don't know. I mean, I looked at it. I look at both of them the same way. First of all, both teams played pretty damn well and way above expectation. Were you expecting the Cowboys to be as good as they were, especially defensively? Mm-mm. No. I mean, Dak kind of ended up being what we thought he was, and Zeke can run the ball, and that offensive line, maybe I thought took a step back overall, but still played really well. But defensively, overall, the team didn't suck.
But here's the thing. If you're a Texans fan, you know it's not that bad because if you asked both fan bases, hey, you guys can trade coaches right now, would you do it? Cowboy fans would definitely say yes, and Texans fans would probably all say no.
Yeah.
Because I don't think anybody wants Jason Garrett.
I mean, he just seems like I can't. Jerry said the funniest thing was, forget the crying Jordan. From now on, when somebody screws up or does something wrong, it should just be Jason Garrett clapping.
Clapping, yeah.
Like, yeah, it's kind of like that, but I don't know. I imagine that Cowboys fans look at Bill O'Brien and think, gosh, I wish we had him.
Because I think they think anyone's better than Garrett, and they don't like the fact that he's Jerry's puppet.
Yeah, that could be the case. By the way, Clarence called yesterday about Sheldon Rankins. Mm-hmm. Updated, he does have a torn Achilles, done for the season, expected to have surgery. Who knows how long it'll take, but probably misses, I would guess, some of next year at least.
That's too bad. He's a hell of a player.
Jacoby Brissett appears unlikely to be traded during the offseason from the Colts. So there's that.
There's a guy that's completely fallen off the radar now that Luck's back and healthy.
Well, yeah, and that's a good – I mean, if you're the Colts, that's the best news, is that everyone forgot about him because you didn't need him.
But I'm saying when he was with New England, everybody wanted him.
Yep.
And then he went to the Colts and he started, and everybody was like, okay, well, when Luck comes back, if he's decent, everybody's going to want him.
Yeah.
And now people forget that he's even on that roster or anywhere else.
Chris Ballard, their GM, said, you know, it would have to be something that would blow me away in order to make that move. So they're high on Jacoby Brissett, apparently. Kareem Hunt, who is a free agent, reportedly spoke to the Chicago Bears.
Yeah.
He talked to the head coach, Matt Nagy, by phone a week ago, but the team remains noncommittal on the idea of pursuing Hunt.
Although Nagy didn't shut the door.
That's the thing. Noncommittal isn't a no.
Yeah.
It's just like
As much as he was vocal about Parkey and not shouldn't have gone on the Today Show, and it was all about me, not we, when he did that.
It's kind of a waste for him to say that, though.
Why?
Like, why should Cody be, like, crucified just because he got an invitation on a big show?
I think because he's trying to create a culture, so he's trying to make a statement. You're either one of us or one of them kind of things for the culture. Yeah. So he's trying to make a statement. But
I feel like if you're Cody and you're probably, if you're at risk, I know he has guaranteed money, but if you're at risk of getting cut anyway, I'm not going to turn down an invitation to a big show like that.
Right. I'm with you.
Yeah.
So Cowboy fans chiming in on the text line. F. Garrett and the OC and Jerry Jones hire Chris Richard as head coach. It doesn't matter who the Cowboys coach is. As long as Jerry is calling the shots, it doesn't matter. And I love what the Packers are doing at the top. Signed, Lions fan. So.
Yeah, exactly.
Are you? I'm taking it you're not thrilled with what's going on over there.
I'm just optimistic. That's all I'm gonna say. I'm not happy. I'm not thrilled. I'm not overwhelmed with positivity. I'll just leave the door open and say I'm optimistic.
You're optimistic.
Yes. Hmm.
New Orleans Saints impending free agent Mark Ingram has expressed his desire to return and remain with the team that drafted him 8 years ago.
God, he's having a blast with. You see those post-game press conferences? Last week, they did them with ski masks on. He and Kamara, they're always doing their own deal, doing their press conferences together.
Right.
And they're both having good years.
Thunder and lightning.
Yeah. So why would you change?
Sammy Watkins, wide receiver of the Chiefs, said his foot feels fine. So that's good news for them.
Don't trust it.
You don't?
No, man. He's had problems with that ankle and that foot for so long.
They're going to need him.
How's he going to get healed up so quickly?
Wide receiver Antonio Brown wants to join the San Francisco 49ers. You had mentioned it yesterday, but now the quote is really badly. That's according to Jerry Rice. And Eagles wide receiver Alshon Jeffrey was playing with broken ribs against the Saints in the divisional round Sunday. And that's according to offensive tackle Lane Johnson.
Not broken fingers? Just wondering, because that's what really cost him.
Yeah.
And the Antonio Brown thing, too. I mean, it's just... He said an interview's coming. He said it's going to be with Harrison, James Harrison, the ex-Steeler. They're going to do it and give us all the answers and all these questions. Well, when's that coming so we can hear from him instead of Jerry Rice telling us that he wants to go play for the Niners?
Exactly.
And what happened with the Steelers? Let's hear from him.
Exactly.
All right, we're going to continue to roll on. Did you see that Nike just came out with a new shoe that you can control with your phone? That
Demetrius sent us a text about it.
Yeah, I had put it on for us to take a look at today, too. I have all kinds of questions, but I was wondering, with you being a shoe fanatic like me, would that be something that interests you?
Okay.
So we can talk about that in a little bit more. Don't go anywhere. It's the Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5 and Sports Map 94.1.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Back on The Usual Suspects, final hour of the show. Sports Map 94.1, ESPN 97.5. We'll take you till 4. Blitz will take you till 7. You don't have to do a thing. Simulcast on both stations. I mentioned this before the break. Mm-hmm. Very interesting. I don't know if you've seen the pictures or not. But Nike is unveiling its power lacing shoes straight out of Back to the Future that can be controlled with your phone. The Back to the Future, similar to the Back to the Future boot, its power lacing and adaptive during game system can be controlled manually on the shoe or by the wearer via an app on your phone. Pre-sale, $350.
Nope, I'm out.
Retail launch, February the 17th. Here's one thing right off the top. There has to be a battery involved in this somewhere in that shoe, right?
Yes.
And I don't know if that's like a AA, AAA, or if that's like a computer-type battery.
I'm not sure. I remember watching something on Netflix about the shoe. It was actually a thing on artists, and Tinker Hatfield was on there, and I want to say that they talked about this shoe and the design, and how they tried to get it right for so long. I don't know if it was the same one as the Tinker Hatfield. I just remember seeing this. And they researched this forever. And I'm surprised that it took them this long to finally come out, because this has been a hot thing for Nike for a long time. But I don't need a shoe that laces itself. That's just not that important to me.
Well,
I certainly don't need one with a battery in it.
That's what I'm saying. One thing for a comfort level, because we've talked about this before, and I'm all about cushioning in shoes. I don't want a battery somewhere, and obviously it's going to be in the sole of the shoe, because you can't hide it in the upper, and that would be even more uncomfortable. So I don't really want to be stepping on a battery, for one, depending on what kind of battery they use.
Right.
And then they say it loosens or tightens, and a lot of it could be pressure-related when you're actually playing. I don't want to, like, go to make a move and feel my shoe either get tighter or looser.
No, I'm out. I don't need that. That's just too much money.
Like Cristiano Ronaldo, they did a shoe for him, I would say within the year, where, like, just for, like, training and stuff like that. But instead of, you know, it's a pain in the butt when you're just running to the down the driveway or whatever to tie your shoes, those you would slip in and they would form fit to your feet and you wouldn't have to tie them. That's cool. But for basketball, with all the different movements, I don't trust them.
Nope. I'm with you. I don't like it. I think it's just, it's too much.
Do you like the look of it? It's not a bad looking shoe. I don't like the colors.
I didn't see it. No, I don't like that kind of style of shoe.
Yeah, I mean, if you go different color waves, I can see it. But I don't mind the design of the shoe per se. I'm with you on the color, but I just got too many questions. And $350 is a lot of cake.
Yeah, that's
not limited edition or anything.
Right. I mean, if I'm going to pay that, I'm going to pay it for a shoe that I really want. That's kind of a throwback or a, you know, a re-release or something like that. I can tie my own shoe. If I'm that lazy, I'll just get Velcro.
And then there's these. I just retweeted it at Pac-Man Joel. But you kind of like the old Air Max Ones. Kind of like,
love those.
Yeah, the ones you're wearing today. Yeah. Well, they said that the other Nike shoe set to release is called the Air Max One Grass, and they're too hot to handle.
Really? I saw those.
It literally looks like artificial turf as a shoe.
I really hope that's fake.
No.
I saw that, and I was like, nope, keep scrolling. Yeah, that looked really stupid. Now, I did see the Jordan 19 they dropped, which was the original colorway.
Jordan 19, I'll look that up. I did not see that.
They
you
are
like
nice.
Those?
Yeah, they look real nice.
I can't. The new Westbrooks don't look bad.
I have not seen them. I need to check that out. Yeah. Somebody said it's all fun and games until your shoe gets hacked. Yeah, no kidding. That would be Nick, smart ass. I'd be out there balling and he'd be tightening up my shoes on me.
If it works,
be like,
play
what?
To win.
No, I don't need
Low.
That. You play to win the game.
Herm.
You play to win the game.
Walt, same thing. What if the other team? Yeah. What if the other team hacks your? No, that's not the original though. The one they dropped. That's not the one they dropped.
Okay.
No, you just go to
I'm not a fan of the 19s though.
Yeah, I like them. Hey Barry, I have a lawn question.
Oh boy.
Nick, don't. I'm telling you, this isn't. Oh, you son of a! It's only 3:20.
Gotta go to break, Joel.
No, we still have. What's the break?
We'll go early.
It's 3:25.
Hey, look at that. Time's flying by.
LG, I got you.
Stay up to date with being on schedule.
A-holes. What's a good pre-emergent to use on established lawns for weeds, and when should I put it down?
Turpentine.
No, you guys are going to want to hear this because y'all will be bitching about weeds in your yard if you don't pay attention to this. I use Nitrifos. Nitrifos Barricade. Now, write that down. Nitrifos Barricade, and he wanted to know when to put it out. I put it out somewhere after February 15th, but before the end of March. So, anytime I would try to hit around first week of March, and you're good. There you go.
Sorry, listeners. I can't hang up on Barry like I hang up on you.
Jeez.
Can't do it.
You know how many yards I just saved because he... Jerk. I hate you.
I don't know if you guys, in the middle of everything last night with the Rockets game on and you going to bed... at halftime and all that stuff. But I caught a report on Twitter that a guy with a blue check mark that evidently is an Atlanta Braves affiliated reporter said Marwin Gonzalez was on the verge of signing a contract with the Atlanta Braves.
I saw that.
3 years and $56 million. And that spurred, obviously, a lot of comments with Astros fans and otherwise. And then when I got up this morning, I was going to put it on for you guys to take a look at, and it's gone. So I did some digging, deleted. And MLB beat writer John Heyman decided to look into the rumor, And he said, inquiring about the rumor that the Braves were signing Marwin Gonzalez, heard that Atlanta has no offers out to any free agents, including Gonzalez, and in fact is not currently in talks with any free agents. So I'd guess they're either focusing on trades or waiting out the market.
Or his folks leaked it, trying to get better offers.
Right, his agent, for sure. Yeah. Because with that being said, here's another interesting one that's going to probably get a whole lot of Astros fans hot and bothered. Richard Justice, formerly The Chronicle. Uh-huh.
Formerly of 1560 The Game, Gal Media.
Yep. MLB.com writer.
I am the media.
He put out an article today, 5 potential mystery teams for both Manny Machado, Bryce Harper.
Mystery teams.
Mystery teams.
Okay.
Astros are one of those teams.
Why is that a mystery? I don't understand. If you tell us it's not a mystery.
He says, after extensive research, I believe I can identify this offseason's 5 mystery teams. If Harper or Machado actually wind up with one of these clubs, remember, you heard it here first, because obviously everybody's pretty much convinced that Harper's leading suitor is the Phillies. Machado's leading suitor is the White Sox.
Yeah. Oh, sick. White Sox, yeah.
But he said, in the order, Giants, Rangers, Padres, Astros, Cardinals. He says of the Astros understand their window for winning another World Series is wide open for perhaps only one more season. And Jim Crane has said he's prepared to spend big. President of Baseball Operations Jeff Luhnow has seen the impact of adding star players like Verlander and Gerrit Cole to acquire a left-handed hitting right fielder, that would be Harper, might make the Astros favored to win their second World Series in 3 seasons. My question is, at what cost?
For a World Series, would it matter? For another World Series in 3 years?
For me or you, no. For Jim Crane? If it's 30-plus million a year, even if it's for 1 year? That's a whole lot of rings to give away the next year.
He's prepared to spend big. You can't tell me that that club isn't making money hand over fist because of their success.
Well, it's because of the replica rings.
It's a lot of
gifts. That's what I'm saying. There's going to be a lot of replica rings the next year if you're going to do that. But I'm sure Astros fans are glad to know that they're at least in the conversation.
Look, if you're not willing to spend big, you're going to be the Marlins and the A's and just hoping to be in it every year, and that's the wrong attitude to have. So,
isn't it interesting, though, that we said the Vegas odds at Caesars came out, Astros favorite at more wins than anybody in the regular season, 97.5, right after that Bregman comes out, elbow surgery. You think Vegas knew something more was coming?
I don't know.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Never know.
Interesting.
Because they definitely were pretty adamant that the Astros would have the best record.
Yeah, they were.
So we'll see. At least for you Astros fans, there's hope. And Marwin didn't sign yet. So we got a half hour to go on the big show. Plenty to talk about. You want to talk about some baseball? We're here for you. Otherwise, hey, whatever's on your mind, want to get off your chest, give us a call. 713-780-3776. HRNP Listener Line. Call, text, hit us on Twitter. Back with the final half hour. It's the Usual Suspects.
ESPN 97.5.
I assumed you knew.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Welcome back. Final half hour of the show. It's The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5, Sportsman 94.1. We always are a giving show. We like to give back to you, the suspects who make this thing go. So with that being said, whether you're aware of it or not, the 2019 Houston Auto Show is upon us. You can get revved up and ready for the auto show by winning a pair of tickets to the 36th annual Houston Auto Show. It's the largest auto show of the South. And it's the first place you can see, hear, touch, drive, and experience the industry's latest and greatest offerings. Don't miss the Houston Auto Show. It's January the 23rd through Sunday, January the 27th at NRG Center. Tickets are available at HoustonAutoShow.com, but you can get yours now if you are caller number 13. Caller number 13, 713-780-3776, wins a pair of tickets to the 2019 Houston Auto Show. If you don't win them, you can still experience over 800,000 square feet of automotive excitement by just going to HoustonAutoShow.com. Good luck.
Get it.
There you go.
Good luck.
Did you see someone tweeted us?
Uh-oh.
But last night, the Clippers-Pelicans game, Anthony Davis took a shot and his shoe came off.
Yeah.
And they were going into transition, so he threw it on the side. He was going to go back and get it. Pat Beverly wasn't in the game, but took it upon himself to go run and get the shoe and take it to his bench. And he got a technical for it.
I think it's funny.
I thought it was hilarious, and I was waiting for Davis to laugh, and he didn't. And then I'm thinking, you know, because they technicals are expensive and also because they can add up for suspensions. If they fight that with the league, you think the league says, nah.
He's just having a little fun. What's the big deal? I'm watching the video right now. I don't understand what's the big deal. He just throws it. And he threw it into the bench. What did he throw it into the Clippers bench?
Well, he threw it by Alvin Gentry, who kind of moved it closer to midcourt, and Beverly went running over there, scampered over there, picked it up, and took it back to the Clippers bench.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, if you go all the way to the opposing team's bench and grab the shoe, yeah, that's probably not a good thing.
He's in the middle of some trade rumors. Pat Beverly? Oh. Yeah, Dallas came out last night and said Dennis Smith Jr. they want to get rid of.
Oh.
And so if they get rid of him, they also may want to get rid of either Wesley Matthews Jr. or Harrison Barnes. And one of the trade partners, they said, is Pat Beverly, who they thought would be a great veteran, kind of savvy guy that doesn't need the ball too much next to Luka Doncic. Can you imagine him and DeAndre Jordan and Luka Doncic in Dallas? Doncic is turning that thing around by himself, but they're turning it around pretty quick with what they have.
That is an interesting threesome that would be created there. I saw this thing on ESPN, which I thought was kind of interesting. It was the best and worst NFL free agent signings of 2018. Okay. Some of them make sense. Like the five best, Drew Brees was number one. People forget he was a free agent and re-signed. Number two was Eric Ebron of the Colts. Obviously, he had signed a two-year deal worth $13 million. That paid dividends right away for them. Number three was DeMario Davis, linebacker for the Saints, also paying dividends. Kyle Fuller, cornerback of the Bears. And then the fifth one was Mike Pouncey of the Chargers. So that was what they said that were the five best. One that I was kind of surprised didn't make the top five was Adrian Peterson.
Yeah, turned out well.
Yeah, I would have thought that would have been on there. He did make the honorable mention, but I would have thought Adrian Peterson was on there. Also on the honorable mentions for you Texans fans, Tyrann Mathieu, the Honey Badger, made the list of good signings. They have Teddy Bridgewater on here.
Yeah, and the thing is, and you looked it up a week or so ago, because I thought they traded a draft pick, so they must be able to hang on to him and he could be the heir apparent. But he's free at the end of the year.
They flipped him, yeah,
so for a third rounder. So if you're the
Saints, why? I don't know. And then the five worst.
Is Colvin on there?
Do you want to get to know? Did he make the... No, he didn't even make the...
Because that didn't turn out too well.
So here's your dishonorable mentions for the five worst. Tremaine Johnson, cornerback of the Jets. Carlos Hyde, running back for the Browns. Dante Moncrief, wide receiver for the Jags. Keenan couldn't help him.
Nope.
Case Keenum, quarterback for the Broncos. And Malcolm Butler, cornerback for the Titans. All made the dishonorable mention. Number five... Cody Parkey.
Wow.
He made the list. Four-year, $15 million contract and made the list at number five of the worst signing free agent signings of the year. Number four, Paul Richardson, wide receiver for the Jets, signed a five-year, $40 million deal. Redskins, five-year, $40 million deal. Number three, Nate Solder. A guy who...
That was the guy everybody for the Texans wanted.
I wanted them to go get him. And thank God that they didn't.
Yeah.
But although I still think Nate Solder, as bad as he was, would have been better.
Than anybody you have on that line, pretty much.
Yeah. Number two, Vontae Davis, quarterback for the Bills.
I got to go call my grandmama. That was his line.
Yeah.
Did you just see he's doing a commercial now about the fact, remember? The thing is that he quit at halftime.
Yeah.
Of the game that he decided he was going to retire off of. So now... They got a commercial with him where it basically is saying, if you want to be like me, I mean, you can quit at halftime. And it's
that's
the thing
crazy.
And essentially, it's for one of those fantasy betting sites.
I know what you're talking about now. Yeah, that was funny. Okay, you ready for number one?
Yep.
See if you can guess what number one is.
Worst? Man, I'm kind of out of football mode.
Sam Bradford.
Oh, yeah.
That makes sense, right?
It makes a lot of sense.
I would have never guessed it because I don't think you think about that.
We talk a lot about how much David Carr has stole money over his career, and he's like 50-some millions of money and a Super Bowl ring without having done much. But Sam Bradford's right up there. He was the first to sign like a $100 million deal as the number one overall pick.
Damn.
He's made a boatload.
It says the only bright side to the signing was that Arizona ended up having to pay Bradford just three of his $313,500 per game roster bonuses. He still cost the Cardinals nearly $16 million for three games, all of which they lost. He had signed a one-year $20 million deal with the Cardinals. So there's your five worst.
Sam Bradford will bring his life after the Arizona Cardinals deal, will bring his lifetime earnings to $134 million.
That's amazing.
Sam Bradford has made $134 million, people. That's just on the field. You got to believe there's endorsements and other things involved.
Oh, it's north of 150.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah. That's insane.
Jeez.
Good for him, though. Hell, get paid. Do your thing.
And the Kubiak thing, by the way, that blows out of the water everybody yesterday's rumors, which was he was going to Jacksonville, and just like he had done once before, he was going to re-resurrect Joe Flacco, take him out of Baltimore because he's free, sign him in Jacksonville, turn the Jags around.
Yeah.
So that's off the table now.
I think that's a good move by the Vikings, though, man, because it's an offense that I feel like can succeed with the right coaching. I mean, Kirk Cousins has proven that he can be a good quarterback in this league. I mean, he's been top 10 for most of his time in Washington, at least the last 3 or 4 years that he was there.
Well, he's got something to work with, right?
Yeah, yeah.
But at the same time, when you think about the Viking situation, I mean, they fired John DeFilippo. Then the interim was interviewing all over the place for jobs, but he's coming back. But yet you bring in Gary Kubiak. So what do you really want to do if you're Mike Zimmer? Because if I'm both guys, I'm going, so who's got final say?
Right. Who gets
And you would think Kubiak's the guy that has the respect in the league and he's done it before.
But right now he's a consultant, right? An offensive consultant.
Exactly what he was for Denver. But yeah. Kevin Stefanski.
That worked out well.
Yeah, it seemed like it was great when you saw towards the end of the year he was in Elway's booth. He had the headset on. He was listening to play calls. Uh-huh. He was all over it. But now all of a sudden, Fangio, one day he's going to make Kubiak the OC. The next day they're parting ways because they have offensive philosophical differences. And then he's going to a team where they took the quarterbacks coach, Kevin Stefanski, filling in when they fired DeFilippo. Stefanski had interviewed with the Browns and some other places even for a head coaching job, but now they're saying, hey, you did such a good job. We're going to put a guy over you that's been there, done that. How you feeling?
Yeah, that would kind of suck where you're like, I feel like this was my turn. And then they're like, no, here's another guy. We're sorry.
Well, it's kind of like
sorry you thought you were getting that job, but it's not happening.
Yeah, you're brought in to be an OC, but by the way, you're not going to call plays.
Yeah.
Congratulations. You got the OC job. But
assistant to the regional manager.
Looks good on the resume.
Yeah. Somebody texted and said, what about Dez for worst signing? Ooh.
But I've told you he can good get a call. Ring.
Yeah, but that's a damn good call.
Brandon Marshall with two different teams, too.
That's another good one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See, now my football's coming back.
I see that. Good for you. You were in full-on basketball mode, aren't you?
Well, I moved on to other things and the playoffs.
Hey, you want to be in full-on workout mode? I have the solution for you. Vortex Texas. VortexTexas.com is where you sign up. Go join them. A lot of you are getting into the usual suspects weight loss challenge, and you're trying to figure out you're going to eat healthy, and you got to lose weight, and what should you do for exercise and getting in shape? I'm telling you. Vortex is the way to go. It's Houston's first and only multi-sensory indoor cycling and boxing studio. They've got two choices for you when you go there. You can do the boxing class or you can do the cycling class. And I promise you, no matter what your choice is, it's a great full body workout. I'm partial to the boxing classes just because I used to train Muay Thai, but I love them because they're full body. They're great. And 45 minutes. That's it. You're in, you're out. You don't sit there and have to wait 3 hours at the gym and dudes are sweating all over the equipment that you got to use and it's disgusting and people are taking selfies and they're in your way and they won't get off the machines. None of that at Vortex. You show up, you put your stuff in the locker, Trey yells out, 2 minutes, Vortex. When 2 minutes is up, you go in that room, they lock the door, and you work your butt off for 45 minutes. When you're done, you're drenched in sweat, but you got a great full body workout. They hand you a towel that smells really great and it's nice and cold. You put it on your face. Grab your smoothie on the way out the door. Done. in and out in less than an hour. You cannot beat that. And like I said, great full body workout. I asked, what do you think? How many calories do you think we burn in an average class? Trayson, I would say it could depend, obviously. I'd say for you, maybe like 500 calories. Dude, that's a great workout. And in only 45 minutes. And right now, Vortex has a special going. For $40, you get unlimited walk-in classes for 1 week. What? That's right. $40, unlimited walk-in classes, 1 week. You need to take advantage of that. And the best way to do it is go to VortexTexas.com. Log on to VortexTexas.com, get signed up, and when you get out there, make sure you tell them Barry said hello and that I sent you.
ESPN 97.5.
Yo, Street drops the verse. Shorty,
get down. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Welcome back. Final segment. Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5, Sports Map 94.1. You know how we do it around here. We did it last year. We're doing it again this year. It's the second annual Usual Suspects Weight Loss Challenge. You guys make resolutions. Well, it's time to get in shape. The fitness journey is always easier with a friend or friends. So join the suspects for this year's Weight Loss Challenge, brought to you by Vortex Texas, which you just heard Barry talking about, as well as Breathe More Training Center. This is the week to weigh in. You can either come by the Gal Media offices here in the Galleria area at 5353 Alabama, or you can check in at any Man Center location around the Houston area. You get weighed in, you're in the race, and you can have a chance to win a staycation at the Houstonian. It is a fantastic package. There are four weight classes. We'll give away one staycation for each winner in each division. So with those four different weight classes, lots of opportunities for you to win. And, of course, you win just by losing, because you're going to lose weight. You're going to win by having fun with the suspects. And you can be the biggest winner in your division. Log on to ESPN975.com for more information. Get weighed in this week and get ready to roll with the suspects.
Speaking of fantastic packages.
Jeez. Were you looking at football highlights again?
I was talking about me. Oh. No, I went to get coffee and I passed by Esme's desk. And I was like, hey, Esme, what's up? I try to say hi. And I was just checking in how, you know, weight loss. P. Randizzle showed up, got his weigh-ins done. Francisco obviously showed up. She said the first gentleman of the day to weigh in was John Eagle Eye. Eagle Eye. And I was like, is that his real name? She said, yeah, no, that's his real name. And she was like, you know, he was very nice. I'm so glad. And so shout out to John Eagle Eye for getting involved. Mm-hmm. But I'm so glad when Esme says, oh, they were very nice, they were cordial, because you always worry that sometimes people that listen, they're total dicks to us, but you're like, man, I hope that they're nice when they show up. And so when they're nice to Esme, that makes me happy.
So it's like when you have kids, they can be unruly,
be jerks to me,
to us,
yeah,
but when you're out in public representing the family name,
act right and I'm happy.
Yeah,
that's right. And so I appreciate you, John, for treating Esme with respect. Much appreciated.
No doubt about it. And she's easy to treat with respect. She's super really great, super nice lady.
Love her. Love her to death. Esme's the best.
Definitely.
Yep.
I brought this up. I put it on yesterday, but I want to bring it up to you because I thought it was interesting. Pete Davidson.
Yes.
We know he was engaged to Ariana Grande, yes, and then it was called off. And since then, he's been kind of incognito. He's indicated he's been going through some depression and issues and things like that. Well, when they were dating and then they were engaged, the big thing was literally Ariana Grande talking about the size of his thing.
His penis.
Yes.
If you have kids in the car,
no,
it's
too late for that. That's why I just said, you know, I was kind of going around it.
You know what?
Straight forward.
I've said it 1,000 times. You know better than to let your kids listen to this. If you're worried about that, if you're not worried about it, then good for you. You're a great parent.
So the couple, known for oversharing a little bit every now and then with too much information. But he, like I said, he's been incognito. But on Saturday, the 25-year-old comedian performed with friends at the Tarrytown Music Hall in New York. And he wasn't afraid to poke fun at the aftermath of his relationship with Grande when they split in October, opening up about the singer's infamous comments about the size of his
you can see penis.
It. There you go. And continuing their tradition of oversharing, Davidson joked about what he thought it was done mean, but also genius on her part, because he said, quote, I don't like that she talked all that stuff for my penis. He said, everything is huge to her. Why would she tell everyone that I have a huge penis so that every girl who sees my D for the rest of my life is disappointed?
Wait, I'm confused. So he does or he doesn't?
I don't know if he does or he doesn't, but he makes a great point. Like, because she propped it up as being a howitzer, the next time he has, every time since then, he has sex with a girl and she goes, that's it?
Yeah, I thought it would be, but I guess it's all, because he's not a small guy. He's, what, 6?
I believe he's tall, but I don't believe he's, like, you know, strong or...
Nick, is he handsome? I mean, you usually judge those guys. You usually say whether they look good with their
shirt
off.
I don't even know what you're talking about, sir.
See, everybody
does. Is he hot, Nick? Do you, I mean, you know, you've been doing that lately, judging guys and telling us if they're hot or not, how ripped they are.
I missed that show. Really?
Really? Because I feel like you said... Nene was ripped and buff and sexy, and you'd hit it. And then I also feel like you, he's like, I never said that.
I was trying to defend Nene against Joel because Joel was trying to call him fat.
Who was the other guy you were like?
I asked
man,
you. He looks Giannis big.
Antetokounmpo. You were
you were definitely on the Giannis
I'd
train.
Color him bad and sex him up is what you said.
I said he looks like a transformer. I said he's built like a transformer to avoid this conversation in particular, but obviously I can't avoid it because you're a child.
Didn't you say also he was...
Would you sting him with your Bumblebee?
Stop.
I know Bumblebee is the new Transformer dude.
There you go. Would you give him a little stinger?
But didn't you say he was cut up?
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. He said he was yoked. He was rocked up.
I did say he was. I said he was ripped is the word I used.
Yeah, okay. You did. Sexy abs.
Didn't say that. Left that
great
part
reach.
Out.
Very long reach. No.
Nope, like, didn't say that.
Nope, hate you guys so much right now.
I do, very much, and that's why I'm looking forward to tomorrow. Not the
daily,
show, but after
daily.
The show when it's
you when you leave. Here. So who's filling in for you, by the way?
I don't know, Tyler, Jose, Harrison, one of the guys.
Good news is it'll be someone. Bad news is we'll find out right before the show.
I feel like that should be like known. Like it can't just be whimsical. This is an important show.
The situation we're in, it's going to be pretty whimsical.
This is an important show. It can't be whimsical.
Barry, it's happened several times where we find out, and sometimes they find out on the
Tyler
fly.
Tyler just turned around. Tyler, are you doing the show tomorrow or not? Give me the thumbs up. What do you mean you don't know? Give me the thumbs up. Do you want to do the show tomorrow or not, Tyler? You don't know? You kiss my ass. You're off the show. You're not even on the show. You're off the show.
Well,
just like that.
One less to choose from.
I hope you wanted to do it because you can't now, Tyler. Please, will you do it?
Jeez.
I don't care who does it. They just better bring it like Nick brings it. Actually, bring it a little better. Do a little.
I knew that was coming.
Aim higher. Do better. And please stop talking about how hot the Rockets are. Just don't. Anybody that does it, just as long as they don't comment on how hot all the basketball players are, I'm good.
But Giannis is a buck.
Yeah, that's true. So he switches teams.
Okay. I'm going to leave that one up to you, and you can go from there.
Got it. Got it indeed.
Super.
Mm-hmm. Where do we go from here? What do we do? What do you want to do?
I do know that the other...
King Valkyrie said Nick did say to weigh in naked.
He's not listening right now.
He did say that, so you nailed it, Pink Valkyrie. It's a good point.
And take pictures?
Nope.
And DM to you?
But he is the one that said weigh in naked, so that's on him. That's totally on him.
And he doesn't realize it's on him
That's
now.
Okay.
His headset's
okay.
Off. All right.
So when I go to put my weight in, are they grabbing on my love handles to get my fat percent? No, you just step on the scale.
Yeah, there's no calipers or anything like that.
None of that.
You can do percentages once you have the actual weight.
NASCAR,
right?
Yes, that's correct. And then NASCAR Johnny said, it's a shame I don't live in Houston anymore. I am going to do the weight loss challenge. I'm just going to do it on my own in Austin. So there you go, Johnny.
Yeah.
Do it in spirit.
Participate long distance.
We appreciate it. That's right.
Absolutely, because you're a suspect. That's what you do.
I never received my email for the weight loss challenge. Well, you don't need an email.
No,
just
they're
go
still
to
being sent out. ESPN975.com.
Just go there. Go get weighed in. And once you go get weighed in, you're good to go. Go check our website, ESPN975.com. All the rules are there. And just go weigh in. You don't need an email now that the stuff is online. Go. Because all the email is going to say is go online to get the rules.
Right. And then weigh in.
Yes. So whoever you are is 8029. You're good to go. Find a man centers or come up to the studio, weigh in, you're in.
And you know what?
Easy
what's
peasy.
Fun about it, too, is when the guys did today. When you come in, you weigh in, take a little picture
if
outside
the
with
hall,
the ESPN sign. Or, yeah, when you see one of us in the hallway.
Joel likes you to fill in his breast a little bit.
After Barry likes you to check his oil, ring the doorbell.
Feel
and
like you're just...
give a hug.
I shook Francisco's hand.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, and then no went fist and washed. Bump? No, we fist bumped it first. Then he put his hand out to shake it. I guess he wasn't thinking. I felt bad. I didn't want to be rude. Shook his hand and then went and washed.
Look at you.
Yeah, we're making progress. I know, right?
There you have it. All right, so there you go. That's outstanding. All right, so with that being said, we'll wrap up another show way back Wednesday tomorrow. We've been taking a shot at that.
Ooh, yeah. We don't know who the producer is, but let's do songs about having a good time since Nick won't be. Oh, no, he is going to be here. Damn it. Never mind. Come up with something. It's Nick's job to come up with something.
Or
so we'll have something. We'll have something.
Since the Texans were eliminated, you could do For Heartbreak.
I mean, I think we make Nick do it because I feel like if you call it out, you're just going to send your list now.
Yeah.
He's like, yeah.
I'll text you.
Thanks, Nick. Yeah. Appreciate it.
All right. So there you go. All right. So we got one more show with Nick this week. Then Nick's off to Vegas with the Blitz. But we'll be here for the rest of the week to take you on through. We hope you guys have a great evening. And, of course, we will talk to you tomorrow. The Blitz is coming up next. For Nick and Barry, I'm Joel. Have a great night, everybody.
And I didn't know if they sniffed their own farts or not.
Yeah, boy.
Your home for sports is ESPN 97.5.